Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Sony Pictures, presenting All the King's Men. Sean Penn leads a cast including Sir Anthony Hopkins. All the King's Men is in theaters September 22nd.
It's been liberating. You know, it's allowed us to do what we've been trying to do all along, at our own pace and on our own terms. So, yeah, I guess it's breathed a freedom into the band that was needed.
The guys of Bare Naked Ladies have moved past those major label days and are using their indie roots to keep growing as a band. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. This is Rita Houston. For over 15 years, Bare Naked Ladies has followed its own musical path with a blend of rock, pop, and quirky humor. But whether it was planned or by chance, the combination worked, and the Canadian band eventually made its way onto the U.S. charts in the mid-90s. While BNL may have a unique sound, they've never relied on a single musical formula, and on their new CD, Bare Naked Ladies Are Me, you'll hear what some are calling a new maturity in the band. Part of it is due to their long career together, and as our Darren DeVivo found out, being back on an indie label was a big help as well.
This isn't your first release on Desperation Records, is it?
Our whole career has been on Desperation Records, really.
It's just now actually called Desperation Records. We did a holiday record about a year and a half ago.
Right, right.
And that was our first release on our own label. And gotta tell you, it's good to be an indie band again.
Yeah.
The time is right and ripe.
There's so many possibilities for being able to release your music in different ways and smaller things that big major record labels aren't really interested in, and we're quite happy to make our music available wherever people want to get it, and doing it independently makes it a lot easier.
I let you down and fell right off of your good list. I hope each day you find peace and forgiveness. The alarm clock rings. Waking up to the sound of your voice. Now take it from me, there's not much to see in the store.
Gradually, I noticed the last couple of albums, especially this one, there's a bit of a more serious approach to your music. Some of the recent albums you've done before this, even political views have come through.
Sure. I mean, you know, I know we've always had a serious side and a humorous side. As we've gotten older, too, you lose a little bit of that kind of crazed youthful energy. And, you know, I think we've just become more comfortable with who we are as people and as writers, and you start to be a little more upfront about what your values are.
See, I think at the very beginning, there were those serious songs on those early albums, but people always thought of the band a certain way, and that has slowly, very quietly, reverse the other way. They're serious, but they've got their fun side, too.
It actually, for us, makes it easier to make music when you don't have the expectations of the audience that it's like always going to be a joke.
Right.
But when the jokes come as an added bonus, it makes it fun for everybody.
What's a boy to do when you tell your tale and it never fails? It just end up feeling bad for you. With your hangdog eyes, you can bring me down. Now I'm wrapped around your whole hand. Stop looking so surprised. You make it easy.
Recorded live at WFUV, it's Bare Naked Ladies and a new song called Easy. To hear the complete interview and more, visit our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.